A BC judge has rejected a Princeton woman's wrongful dismissal claim after she was laid off early in the pandemic and left on the sidelines longer than her co-workers. Karen Blom had worked at Princeton Standard Pellet Corp. for 2 decades when she was laid off in 2020, along with many co-workers at the plant that manufactures wood pellets for heating and animal bedding. According to a recent BC Supreme Court decision, the company had a record of high employment retention that was likely due to its well-paying work in a small town. After being promoted from a union position in 2013, 67-year-old Blom was one of 3 plant supervisors. She reported to plant manager Richard White, who reported to then-owner and CEO, Dale Andrews. The plant laid off some union employees and office employees in spring 2020. Blom and the other plant supervisors retained their jobs until April 4, 2020, when she and fellow supervisor Richard Mills were laid off. Blom said she had contemplated asking to be laid off, considering it might provide savings for the company and potentially stave off closure, and that she'd explored the option with White in a meeting. Blom claimed she wasn't conclusive and told White she had to look at her financial situation before asking to be laid off. She said she determined she couldn't afford to be laid off and intended to tell White as much. But before she could, Blom got a call and was laid off. White testified Blom told him she wanted to be laid off after speaking to her financial advisor. Blom said she'd heard Mills had been called back to work by June 9, 2020, and was upset, believing her seniority should have entitled her to return first and that Mills was recalled first because of his friendship with White. White testified Blom wasn't recalled because the plant wasn't hiring new press operators and didn't need her skills for training on that machinery, and that Mills was recalled first because he hadn't asked to be laid off. Blom and White met again that summer. Blom was upset White believed she'd been asked to be laid off and that she was happy to remain laid off until the end of that month. She felt she could no longer trust him as a result and she was unsatisfied by an offer to continue her benefits. Blom was also unsatisfied with assurances she would be reinstated or else given 8 weeks of severance by the end of the year if she did not get her job back, feeling instead she no longer had a job to return to. Her lawyer sent a letter in October demanding damages for wrongful dismissal, arguing the temporary layoff expired by the end of August and that she was officially terminated. The company offered to reinstate her position, but Blom's counsel said reinstatement would involve returning to an atmosphere of hostility, humiliation and embarrassment. Blom said she tried to mitigate the loss of her job by looking for other work but found she wasn't qualified or else was physically unable to do the work she'd seen posted on job sites. She eventually found part-time work as a cleaner. Justice Heather McNaughton said Blom failed to mitigate the loss of her job by rejecting an offer to return and that there was a reasonable explanation for her not being recalled before Mills. Ms. Blom should have accepted Princeton's offer of 8 weeks' pay in lieu of notice and re-employment set out in its letter dated October 30, 2020, McNaughton said.